Sydney's Catholic Archbishop had a glimmer of good news on another front today. Cardinal George Pell's prayers were answered when unions shelved their plans to shut down the city's rail system during the Pope's visit next week. Rail unions had been threatening to ramp up their dispute with the New South Wales government over job cuts and a wage claim. Political leaders, from the Prime Minister to the New South Wales Premier, had condemned the strike plans at a time when tens of thousands of Catholic pilgrims were due to test Sydney's overstretched rail system beyond its limits. Simon Santo reports.
When it comes to travel, the leader of the Catholic Church prefers his custom-made Popemobile. But for many of Pope Benedict's flock, there's no such luxury. Pilgrims in Sydney for World Youth Day are dependent on Sydney's extensive network of trains to get around. And standing in their way is Nick Lewocki, the combative boss of the Rail, Tram and Bus Union.
We understand that the public is angry. We understand their concern. But that anger should not be directed at rail workers. This matter can be resolved through sensible negotiations.
Are you just a pack of industrial terrorists like Maurice Young would have everyone believe?
Rail unions, and particularly the Rail, Tram and Bus Union, is listening to what its members have got to say. We had a ballot, 95% of our members voted in support of industrial action. Again, I say, what that does is highlight the frustration of rail workers out there after 11 months of negotiations that we're unable to settle on a proper pay outcome.
How helpful is it when you're accused of industrial terrorism?
Look, we understand the frustrations of the public out there. What we would say, though, of course, is ministers of the government and people in government should concentrate their efforts on how do we avoid this this dispute.
But you are blackmailing them, you know that.
Negotiations have been going on now for over 11 months. Rail Corp have not been bargaining in good faith. It's time for the New South Wales government to direct them to do so, and I believe that this industrial action can be avoided.
But World Youth Day is a little window of opportunity for you, isn't it?
When our members voted, it was not the time frame that we set, but when they did vote, they knew that industrial action would be taken during World Youth Week. We don't deny that.
The union spent an hour this morning in the Industrial Relations Commission. They were there because the New South Wales government had described their planned 24-hour strike for next Thursday as industrial terrorism. Before setting off for Japan, the Prime Minister joined in the condemnation.
I think it's very important for Australia, all Australians, including this trade union, to treat the visit of His Holiness the Pope with appropriate respect. He is a welcome guest in Australia. Australia is honoured to have the Holy Father with us, and all Australians, including those in this particular union, I believe should treat him with respect.
By the middle of the afternoon, union leaders emerged from talks with the Transport Minister. John Robertson is with Unions New South Wales.
We obviously welcome the intervention of the Minister today. The discussions that we've had over the last few hours have been quite positive and constructive. There is a position that's been put forward by the Minister that will allow the blockages to be removed that have been there for some time in the discussions with Rail Corp. I think the Minister's somebody who recognises the frustration that the workers were feeling and why we've ended up in this situation. And the role he's played has been one that's been positive and constructive, and I think could lead to a satisfactory resolution of all outstanding matters.
And how does that compare with the role of the Premier, though, in this dispute?
Well, the Premier's played no role other than inflammatory comments yesterday.
The Minister, John Watkins, was equally conciliatory. His peace offering was to separate planned job cuts from the wage negotiations.
There was a very clear position put by me to everyone in the meeting that we weren't going to negotiate an EBA under the threat of industrial actions. We simply could not do that. However, I have to report there was a very cooperative and productive approach.
Mr. You must be a very relieved man.
I'm very relieved on behalf of the travelling public of Sydney. This is a win for them and for the visitors to our great city.
The New South Wales government will now be praying that nothing else can go wrong before the spotlight really turns on Sydney this time next week. Otherwise, an angry electorate may take out its frustrations, and this time it could be politicians' jobs and not rail workers on the line.
Simon Santo.